This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with financial guru Ken Mahoney in just a moment. But first, it was a big night for HBO at last Sunday's 67th Primetime Emmy Awards. The cable network took home a total of 14 Emmys during Sunday's telecast to lead all networks, sweeping the top fictional categories with wins for Best Drama Series, Game of Thrones, and comedy series Veep, and limited series Olive Kitteridge. The fifth season of Game of Thrones also broke the all-time record with 12 wins in total. Viola Davis made Emmy history as the first African-American to win a lead drama actress trophy, winning for How to Get Away with Murder. Regina King of ABC's American Crime and Uzo Aduba from Netflix's Orange is the New Black also earned supporting trophies. Jon Hamm finally won in the lead actor category for Mad Men. Jeffrey Tambor won for lead comedy actor in Transparent. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus notched her fourth consecutive win for her role in the political comedy Veep. The award for supporting comedy actor also went to Veep's Tony Hale. In total, HBO won 43 Emmys this year. The second highest network, NBC, had 12. Reality competition program went to The Voice. Supporting actor in a limited series or movie, Bill Murray of Olive Kitteridge, although he was not on hand to accept the award. Variety sketch series Inside Amy Schumer was the winner, and variety talk series The Daily Show with Jon Stewart won in its last year of eligibility now that he's left the show. You've seen him on CNBC and Fox Business, also The Today Show. Financial guru and retirement expert Ken Mahoney is here.
Well, I thought this weekend we'd discuss a little bit about the character change of the stock market. And it's something to take note of because for the last number of years, namely 6 years, the market only went one way, and that's up. And I'm concerned for some investors who, you know, got the expectation that's all the market does. But we have to remember there are a period of times, like the 2008-2009 period, the 2000-2002 period, when sometimes the market doesn't work. Now, I'm not saying that this is happening now, but certainly you should definitely flash a little yellow light in front of your portfolio and say, wait a second, am I taking undue risk? Now, most people, we talk about asset allocation, and it's kind of cliche after a while, but it's true. You really want to have some money in stocks, bonds, and cash, and kind of go back and forth between the three of them based on the situations in the market. Now, what happens, generally speaking, is most investors find themselves going to the asset class that's doing the best. So you say, gee, you know, stocks are up like 10% a year. My bonds only making a couple percent. My cash is not doing anything. Let me put all my money in stocks. So the concern is what they call performance drift, meaning investors take their money and put it where the place is working the best. I mean, that kind of makes sense, right? The problem is, in this market climate where the character definitely has changed, with China slowing down and the Fed's going to be raising rates, and there's definitely some cross breezes going on here at the same time, you have to be mindful to take a look at your allocation right now. Now, if you look at it and say, gee, I'm comfortable, I'm like half in stocks, half in bonds, that's fine. It's really being aware that there is a character change here with the market. And for a lot of investors over the last number of years, selling off their bonds, buying more stock funds, because that's where the returns have been. And we've seen this over time. Quite frankly, though, the way we like to work over the number of years and managing assets and so forth is actually just the opposite. We look at different asset classes, and each quarter we rebalance. So let's say bonds did poorly, we're going to add the bonds because usually, you know, things bounce back after they're down for a while. Same thing if stocks are down, then we're going to add the stocks and rebalancing. Like I said, we mentioned the problem. By the way, when I mentioned that a lot of investors kind of went more into stocks versus bonds, you know, this is a fact. We actually track this. So there's a company called Trim Tabs that actually keeps track of the money that flows in stocks or money that flows out of stocks and so forth and so on. But the last number of years, there's been a lot of money flowing to stocks for good reason because the market's done well. Now we have to take note. Before, we had pretty much a tailwind the entire time, the Fed making easy money, making it very easy for us to make money in stock markets. Now we have some headwinds, or we'll have some headwinds, and it'll be more of a balance. So we'll have like a normal market. Now, a normal market is not going up 6 years in a row, nearly double digit. That's not normal. So something in between a market correction and up double digits every year, it's probably what the normal looks like. You know, also you have to kind of take into consideration, if it is long term, if this money is really allocated for 5 or 10 years or more, you probably could just kind of keep it where it is and be mindful of the asset allocation and rebalancing. However, there are those who kind of get stuck in between things. They sell a house, they put some money into the market, hope for the best, and they want to buy another house, and it may not work out. Or they're a year or two away from college, you know, paying for their sons or daughters' college, and they get stuck in this kind of market correction, this market cycle. So anything that is short-term money, that is, you have earmarked for a home, you have earmarked for college or something very specific coming up, you should definitely make some type of change to be more conservative if it is less than a year or so. And that's true in almost any market environment because you never know when that correction is going to come in. So this is longer term. Evaluate where you are asset allocation. Make sure you have the proper stocks, bonds, cash that's suitable for you. Be sure to rebalance. However, if this money is earmarked for short term, then by all means, recognize the headwind that we have right now, the changing character of the market, and take some action. Well, this is Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. You can find more information at MahoneyGPS.com.
With financial advisor and retirement expert Ken Mahoney, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, a Sturgis biker bar burned to the ground, taking Angie Land along with it, leaving many asking, is this fire legit? Two dozen officials on the scene, including ATF agents. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Raging flames pouring from the roof eaves at the Sturgis Full Throttle Saloon. On an unsold 500 gallons of moonshine blue, it was off to the races. The bar, located just outside of Sturgis, had no fire hydrants. Two dozen officials on the scene, including ATF agents, will determine the cause. Will this be rebuilt in time for the next Sturgis Motorcycle Rally? Don't count on it. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. One day, Jim saw a dramatic arrest taking place on the sidewalk. When he started to videotape the event on his phone, the cops screamed at him to turn it off. Does he really have to do what the cops say, or can he ignore them and continue filming? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Because Jim is in a public area, the police activity is in plain view, and he is openly, not secretly, recording them, Jim is within his legal rights and can ignore their threats, as long as he's not interfering in any law enforcement operations. And that's the final verdict.